USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Asian and European markets plunging overnight, and now Wall Street's doing the same. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by nearly 1,000 points at times in early trading because of global market fears over a spike in coronavirus cases. Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders just releasing a plan this morning about how he would cover child care through the age of three. On last night's 60 Minutes on CBS, he was questioned about a wide range of issues by Anderson Cooper.
Is America great? In many ways, we are. In some ways, very significant ways, we're not. We're not great when half of our people today are living paycheck to paycheck. When 500,000 people tonight are going to be sleeping out on the streets, including 30,000 veterans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump and the First Lady making a big splash during their first official visit to India.
The First Lady and I have just traveled 8,000 miles around the globe to deliver a message to every citizen across this nation. America loves India.
That's President Trump speaking to a huge crowd at the biggest cricket stadium in the world. In fact, it's the first event held at that venue and drew about 110,000 people. From there, the President and First Lady went to the Taj Mahal. The two of them are going to be attending a state dinner in New Delhi tomorrow night. Jury deliberations are entering a fifth day in the Harvey Weinstein sex crimes trial in Lower Manhattan. On Friday, the jury told the judge they were deadlocked on two counts, the two most serious charges of predatory sexual assault. However, the judge ordered them to keep going. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Vice President Joe Biden weighing in on why he thinks fewer African Americans in South Carolina are supporting him. He spoke to CBS's Face the Nation, Biden saying he is going up against two billionaires, and he specifically mentioned businessman Tom Steyer and the amount of money that he has spent in the Palmetto State. A new CBS News YouGov Battleground Tracker poll finds that Biden is now the first choice of 35% of African Americans in South Carolina compared to Steyer, who's at only 14%. Biden's numbers are down, though, 19 points from the same poll back in November. Actress Tori Spelling is hitting back at her kids' bullies on social media. The former Beverly Hills 90210 star taking to Instagram Saturday, saying her 11-year-old has endured enough bullying to last a lifetime. She says her daughter Stella now associates her education with boys that have been so horrific to her. Meanwhile, Spelling says the school that stood up for Stella has not helped her son, Liam, as he was bullied to the point that she says he developed severe emotional-based headaches and stomach aches as well. And famed NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson has died at 101, I should say. She was among those featured in the movie Hidden Figures, telling the story of African-American women who played key roles at NASA years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.